like a child. My catch was bigger than your catch.
So keep it real daily with me, Al Sharpton.
News Talk Cleveland, 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, and streaming live at newstalkcleveland.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
Must be 5 o'clock in Cleveland, Ohio, because we're here, the issues, the people in the community. I'm your host, Reverend Aaron Phillips. I'm the privileged to serve as the pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, located at 11318 Miles Avenue. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we're there every Sunday. Thank God for our Sure House family. All of the people who make Sure House work, and also have the privilege to be the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and that is an amalgamation of all of the African American community churches in Greater Cleveland. And tomorrow is absolutely Clergy Day, and we are privileged to just be here today with you. And I am so excited because I have my mentor, my leader, my go-to man is in the studio with me. He's usually listening on the radio or calling in, but he is with me here in the studio, Sister Eartha, Reverend D.T. Cavanaugh. Say hello to everyone, Reverend Cavanaugh.
My brother, how are you? Wherever you are, how are you?
All right, we're doing just fine. It's good to have you in the studio with us today. Yeah, all right, and just who walked in the door, our great partner, my dear brother, somebody called you Reverend Doctor today. I didn't know if you noticed that, Norm. Mr. Norm Edwards, say hello to everyone, Brother Edwards.
Hello, hello to everybody.
All right, and Norm and I have been together all this weekend, and we did some great things today. But just want to say we have a lot of things happening in the city of Cleveland this week, and we have the citywide revival that's coming up at 1881 East 71st Street, 2nd Ebenezer Baptist Church. The Baptist Ministers Conference is having our annual citywide revival starting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock is impact hour, 6 to 7. And our evangelist all week is the one and only Reverend Dr. Cedric Veal, the senior pastor of Temple Baptist Church, one of God's greatest preachers in this in our nation today. So we want to invite everyone to come out tomorrow night. Impact hours from 6 to 7. We'll be feeding folks. We have a light meal. Then we're going to discuss tomorrow career opportunities. We're doing Job Seeker Tuesday to all of those who've been doing that. We're doing Job Seeker Tuesday at 2nd Ebenezer on tomorrow evening. That's where we find folks jobs, Norm, and letting them know about all of the programs that we have. So we're doing that tomorrow night at 6 and 6:30. We're going to have food, and at 6:30 we have a lecture from one of our pastors who'll be teaching about spiritual warfare. All right, I wonder who's going to be doing that. And then the same thing on Wednesday, Pastor Ivory Jones will be teaching, and we'll have someone talking about Medicaid and Medicare from 6 to 6:30. And then we'll wrap up on Thursday, and Pastor Nance will be teaching, and we'll have someone speaking about this issue that we're going to talk about today, Issue 3. And they're going to be here on Thursday to talk to us about how important Issue 3 is to us, and that is supporting Brother Norm, all the Tri-C campuses and the programs that support Tri-C. So we're going to talk about that today on the radio. We are going to have the privilege to be joining us today in this conversation. Not only is Norm going to join us in this conversation, but also the president of Tri-C, our dear friend and brother, Norm, who is that? That is Alex Johnson. he's going to be calling in, Norm. He got so busy on this issue, he's going to call in now. Okay. So we'll take that. But, Norm, you can, because we're going to talk about our issue about 5:30. I wanted, we did today, but let's start with Tri-C, because we all support that. That's the reason why Reverend Cavendish is here today. And I think if anybody can start talking about how important Tri-C is to our community, is our beloved and mentor, Reverend Cavendish. Reverend, why don't we start with you?
Reverend Phillips, Brother Norm, I think there's hardly anything more important during these times than to support our young people. And Kyle Community College is about supporting our young people. It's about giving young folks not only a first chance, but giving them a second and third chance. I don't know what this area would be without the instructions and the tutelage of a great university like Kyle Community College. And to be blessed with having a significant, auspicious leader like Alex Johnson is a blessing that hardly comes to a community once in a lifetime. So we are thoroughly blessed by having Dr. Johnson at the helm of this college, and his constituency behind him. They've done a great job with regard to educating and matriculating our kids so that they will be equipped to, in this technical age. If you don't have the technical skills and attributes to be able to fit into this society, you're going to be left behind. So I thought it very important for me to be here to add my voice to the blessing that we have in Alex Johnson being a part of this community and Cowgirl Community College being an intricate part of all of the transpirations of what we are striving to do today.
Thank you, Reverend. That couldn't have said it better. And I think the only person that could say that better is Alex Johnson himself. But, Norm, I know that you work with the trades that have the program, and we're working with them as well to bring construction at Tri-C. Why don't you tell us how important Tri-C is to our community and to what the work that you're doing?
I feel as though Tri-C is the most important factor of the young black community getting that next step, making it to that next step,
right,
taking it to the next level.
Right.
All of the, one thing, the financial part of it, the credits, and, you know, the being able to be able to afford, affordability.
Yes.
And the credits are transferable to everywhere once you're done.
That's right.
I mean, so it is, they do great things. They, you know, whether it's even in my field, the construction,
that's right,
the engineering field.
Right.
But you have the medical field. So it's a stepping stone. I mean, you had young people from in the inner city start off at community college that are doctors now.
That's right.
That are lawyers now.
We have one that's the mayor now.
How absolutely
about that? Frank and Jackson, I think we have the leader, our leader of Tri-C, Reverend, our dear friend and great brother, Dr. Alex Johnson. Are you on the line there, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Oh,
is this Reverend Phillips?
This is
Pastor
Reverend Phillips, and you have Dr. Cavendish is in the studio because of you, and Norm Edwards is in the studio because of you. That's how important
well,
this issue is.
Well, tell Norm I said hi. Is he available for me to say hi to
you? Yeah, he can hear you. He can hear you.
Hey, Norm, how are you, my friend?
Great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank
good,
you.
Good.
Dr. Johnson, I was just saying to the audience how blessed we are to have your proficiency into our community. You've been such an asset here. You go with the territory, and you've been there for young folks and there for people who need a first chance, a second chance, a third chance. And I don't know if you know how significant you've been to a great number of people in this town.
That's right.
And how they look to you for the hope and the aspirations of accomplishment that they're able to do. So let me just tell
amen
you how blessed we are and how thankful we are to have you here. Your demeanor, your conduct, your excellence, your proficiency, all of that figures into the greatness of your personhood, and we're just delighted to have you, and may God bless you, and we're here for you and everything that you're doing, because I know that it's all about young folks. It's all about a second chance for people, and so thank God for you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Really appreciate your kind words, and you've got to extend them also to the Tri-C community. They do such a wonderful job of representing our institution, and I'm delighted to work with an outstanding, extraordinary group of individuals.
Well, now, Dr. Johnson, why don't you tell our audience and tell all of us what Issue 3 is and why it's so important for us to vote yes?
Well, thank you, Reverend Phillips, and I do want to talk about Issue 3, but I want to start off first by talking about some of the important opportunities that individuals have at Tri-C to benefit from the benefit from the power and the value of an educational experience, to use it to launch careers and even transfer to four-year institutions if that's their choosing. So we offer a great deal. And we offer that education affordably. We have a number of different programs that individuals can take advantage of. I heard Norm talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, we feature the facilities, the laboratories, and the equipment that allow them to experiment first and then to apply what they learn in the work environment. So the levy, Issue 3, on November 5th, provides us with an opportunity to maintain all of those three dimensions. We want to ensure that we continue to finance the institution to the extent that it continues to graduate more than 4,300 individuals each and every year, that we award workforce credentials to more than 19,000 a year, and that 85% of the individuals that complete their programs at Tri-C remain in our community, become part of a very vibrant workforce, and then who ultimately add to the tax base. So that's what we hope to do, and Issue 3 will allow us to do that.
Well, now let me ask you, Dr. Johnson, is this an increase, or is this the same that we've been paying already?
Well, it's a renewal with a small increase of about 0.4 mil, and that's to keep, as I indicated to you, Tri-C on the cutting edge of program delivery, and that for the average homeowner, $100,000 will be about $1.17 a month. So
$1.17 a month,
and we just feel that given the support that we've received in the past from the community and the investment that they've made in us and all of the great things that we've been able to do as a result of their support, we hope that they will continue to provide us what we need to be successful.
Well, we certainly support Issue 3, and that's a small price to pay for the value that we get out of being able to give folks hope and help right here in our city. It's a great place to just start your education. I know many people, even after normally they graduate from the high schools, they have to get some remedial programs, and Tri-C has that available so you can prepare yourself even to be ready for college. And Tri-C is a great stepping stone for that. I can't think of any reason, any other program that just covers our community the way Tri-C does. And I will tell you, Dr. Johnson, Pastor Cavaniss has been on radio retirement for the last, really the most of this year. So he hasn't been able to come in. He hasn't come in the studio. But when we heard about Issue 3 and you coming on, Reverend said, I gotta come and be here. And Reverend,
well, you know, we have a direct pipeline to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
through Reverend. Absolutely.
And all of our great supporters, including you and the clergy.
Right.
And we always depend on Abyssinia to turn out the vote and to give us an opportunity to share what we can about our various endeavors, and always looking to you, Reverend Cavaniss, for your partnership on all the things that we hope to do for our great community.
I don't know of anything that you could spend with $1.17 than to invest in the totality of our community with these young folks who really need. So many of them aren't able, Norm, to go out of town. They're not able to begin the university kinds of training that they usually do. And they have this opportunity to go right downtown and be here on the Eastern campus, the Western campus. And I don't know of a better way to spend $1.17 than investing in the future.
Absolutely.
These are the young folks that are going to rule this country, and they're going to rule this world, and they begin right at Tri-C.
Dr. Johnson, can you stay over for one more segment? Because
we need
to just talk about some events coming up and where you're going to be and how important it is for us to make sure we pull that lever for Issue 3. You're listening to Issues, the people in the community. We're talking about an issue today with our dear friend and brother, the president of Tri-C, Dr. Alex Johnson. We have Mr. Norm Edwards in the house from the Black Contractors, my mentor, my leader, Reverend Dr. T. Cavanaugh. I'm just so glad that you're with us today. And I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. You'll hear from us on the other side of this break.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrating God.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewstalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at NewstalkCleveland1490 and on Twitter at NewstalkCleveland1490.
I didn't want to talk. She just sat with me. That was all I really needed.
We got back. One day he called me out of the blue. And it's comforting to know that I always can count on him to have my back.
She called me from time to time. I really didn't think I needed any help.
It took me from being really depressed to feeling like somebody cared to give me some hope. Just that one text.
Be there. Your call. Your presence. Your words. Your support. Be there and help save a life. Learn more about preventing suicide at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC reminds us that many veterans returning from service are in need of work. Many have elite military training and valuable professional skills that can benefit your company. Show your stripes. Hire smart and hire vets. That message was from Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC. They're serving our listeners with quality, reliability, and integrity for the most exquisite art in town. Come in to Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC right here in Lakewood or call 440-319-2318.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I've been a disruptor all my life, and I started this podcast to challenge conventional thinking and stereotypes around the Black community and Black men. Not all Black men are rappers, not all Black men are athletes, and most Black men are not thugs. If you believe we can change the narrative, if you believe we can change our communities, if you believe we can change the outcomes, then we can change the world. I'm Rob Richardson. Welcome to Disruption Now.
You can find Disruption Now anywhere you listen to podcasts or by going to disruptionnow.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
We're waging war. We're on the offense. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violence take it by force. We're playing offense now instead of defense. because the devil is real, and we need to be about our Father's business, kingdom building, and that's what we're doing. We're on a war, and we're not fighting each other. We're fighting the devil, and we thank God for Dr. Alex Johnson, who's on the line. You still there, Dr. Johnson?
I am here, sir.
I will say, Dr. Johnson, you are on the battlefield for the Lord, for our people, for our community every day, as you are providing opportunities for everyday folks, folks who are usually the least, the lost, and the left outs. You are there fighting the front lines. I so admire you. I say that all the time. And I was hoping you could be in the studio with us, Dr. Johnson, because you were on Facebook Live, and you would make this movie look so much better, because I know you got something nice on and dapper.
Well, I know there's three handsome men in the studio, and and maybe that's all the world can take right now. And it would blow them wide open, so... unfortunately, wasn't able to get to the studio, but so delighted right. that.
No, Reverend listen, Dolby, we're glad that you're on the phone.
And Norm Edwards are allowing me to communicate with you by telephone.
Okay, Norm, come on, go ahead, Norm. Norm wants to say something. Go ahead, Norm.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, sir.
And I think that you are a down-to-earth, regular person, and we need more leaders like you. You relate to everybody. You speak graciously when you see somebody. I will get the word out through our organizations, the ACEE and the Black Contractors Group.
Yes.
And we support
Issue 3,
1,000%.
Wow.
And we're going to make sure that this gets over.
Now, you know.
Okay, I'm going to pound it.
Yeah, oh Lord.
Starting from when I leave from here.
All right.
And we'll have our people feeding it out in the streets and hitting them hard. And we'll make this a reality.
Norm, you know, you just hit on something because, you know, people who are educated and intellectually superior in so many ways, and you mentioned that this illustrious gentleman is down to earth.
He really is.
You know, I remember the old story about the lady who went to hear Booker T. Washington talk, and she said he's supposed to be a great educator, and I understood everything he said. Dr. Johnson is that kind of person. You will never know behind that the PhDs and all of the stuff that this man had. He's down there with folks, and I know I'm sensitive to the need. I know how many parishioners we have who are on a fixed income and how important it is for $1.17 means a lot to so many people.
That's right.
But I'm telling you that what goes around comes around. And if we do not invest that $1.17 in our young people, in the community where these young folks don't have a second chance, if we don't do this, then we're going to be caught with the ramifications of not doing it.
Right.
So it's so important for us to make sure that this levy passes, not only for Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson's going to be all right. It's for our people, we young folks and out there that need a chance, standing on the corner without a job, Doctor.
Reverend, oh, man, I love it when you're here. Reverend, we have Mr. Fred Perkins on the line. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
That's Mr. Fred Perkins of MCTech, one of our dearest partners, Norm, and who's been helping our community for the last 40 years. We have three legends. Man, I'm blessed today. I have three legends on the phone, on the radio with me. Go ahead, Mr. Perkins. What do you want to say to our audience today?
Well, first of all, I'm a rooster. I'm retired, but I am really out there working with this community. And I like to say that Dr. Johnson is doing a remarkable job, and having been employed at Cuyahoga Community College as Director of Student Affairs many years ago, I do know firsthand the importance of Tri-C in our community. And we have to make sure that levy passes. After saying that, though, Reverend Phillips, I'd like to make a comment about your show.
Yes,
I think that this show has come a long way, and somehow we're going to have to figure out how to get it in prime time, because the issues that you support and speak on are relevant to and contemporary relevancy. That means they're important for what is going on today.
Yes, sir.
And after saying that, I'd like to say a little bit about Reverend Cavendish. There's a whole lot I could say,
yes.
But I just want to say Reverend Cavendish is a legend. He's not really a legend. He is a living legend.
Yes, he is.
And to have the support of him with you, Reverend Phillips, and you, Norm, you guys are sitting in a historical seat. This man, what you need to just stop after the show, take him out to dinner, spend the night with him, and get as much information and knowledge that you can get from him, because he is truly a living legend, and we don't have a lot of those left in Cleveland.
That's right.
So we have to. He is our treasure.
Yes,
he,
so well, Mr. Perkins, he
really
just left my house last night.
Figure out how we're going to make sure that young people who have never been exposed to him get exposed, put him on a speaking tour or something. But I just want to say to you all that you're doing great work. I support it. Let's get this levy passed, and God bless you all.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. That's Mr. Fred Perkins. He's also a living legend.
Absolutely.
I was going to
no
tell you, Mr. Perkins,
that.
I just Reverend Cavendish has a bedroom in my house. He just left there last night. I've been with him all day today, and we took him to – I had to make him come to lunch with me last Friday. One of the smartest things, and I'm very proud to say I'm smart about this one. One of the smartest things I did was attach myself to Reverend Cavendish over 20 years ago, and I've been smart enough to stay. And he's been gracious enough to keep me. And I'm a hard person to keep, man. I'm telling you. So thank you for your patience, Reverend. And Mr. Perkins, let me just let everyone know that MCTEC is a supporter of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We had our first annual fundraiser. Norm, you was there. Of course, Reverend Cavendish was there. You know who our first donor was? Mr. Fred Perkins.
No.
MCTEC. It was you. It was you and you and your son.
But I don't want any credit. my son deserves all of the credit
yes.
now. I'm a rooster.
Oh,
but,
well,
but,
tell
but
you
we
what,
appreciate your
you
kind
a,
words.
Oh,
and,
you have,
and you certainly do have not only our monetary support, but you have whatever support that you need in any way that you need it. But your show, and I'm very serious, you have a very important mission, and I think whatever we're going to have to do to make sure that it can progress. Let's do it.
No,
and thank you
sir.
For taking my call.
No,
thank you, Mr. Perkins.
Fred,
you have
Fred
a great
Perkins
day.
Has
thank
been
you.
On the right side of every issue
yes, he has.
With
yes,
progress
he has.
In this community.
Yes, he has.
He's
that not only with his mouth, but with his monetary funds.
Absolutely.
He's always been there.
One of the few.
And
absolutely.
Right here for Dr. Johnson and the community college is right on time.
Absolutely.
All of us, we've got to coalesce and make sure
right.
that we're out there to make sure our young folks are taken care of.
That's right.
What did Elijah come and say about the future young folks are the messages of the future that we'll never see?
That's right.
We
got
to make absolutely sure
well
that
said,
we
brother.
Equip these young folks. They are going to go forward and do the greater works that need to be done.
All right, Leo, do we have another caller? Or is that okay? That's all right. Thank you. All right, Dr. Johnson, we're going to wrap up with you because I know you're very busy right now getting ready. I just want folks to know Dr. Johnson, Reverend, will be at United Pastor Admission Meeting, which will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 10:30. You'll be there, right, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. Looking
all right.
forward to it.
All right, I will be there with you. I'm not sure if Reverend will, but we'll be there. I'll be there with you. We're going to bring some of our folks, and we're going to make sure all the pastors there know. And during this week is a citywide revival, Norm. We're going to have a presence with Issue 3 in the Fellowship Hall every day. We're going to be talking about it and pounding it. And we'll also, on Thursday, all clergy listening, on Thursday, we'll have a clergy lunch. It's a clergy luncheon for all of our clergy in Cleveland. And we're going to eat there at noon at 2nd Ebenezer. And Dr. Johnson, someone from Issue 3, we're going to be there to discuss that issue again. And then on Thursday evening, they are the feature. And the impact hour at 6 o'clock from 6 to 6:30. So we're going to be pounding this. Dr. Johnson, you've got an army here. You got Norm Edwards pounding it out. You've got Reverend Cavendish letting folks know, and we're on the ground.
Generals. I have some Brigadier Generals.
Yes. We are serious about this. And this is one of those things that we all come together on, right, Norm?
Absolutely.
Norm, why don't you say one more thing before we get ready to go?
I'm going to get some flyers made up tomorrow.
we can help you with that. I've got a lot of yard signs and already got a lot of information, so you don't have to do that.
And bring that stuff with you tomorrow, Dr. Johnson. Bring a load
yes,
with
will.
You, okay?
Because
I'm
going
to take a load off you, okay?
Yeah, and I'm going to bring some to you. Reverend Phillips, but I'm also going to get some to Norm.
Okay.
And if you'll just maybe give me off air or
yes,
now
sir.
If he'd like, just an address where we can drop him.
No,
off
I can't give my address, but I'll give it to y'all today. I'll make sure your folk know. All right.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you, Dr. Johnson.
Let me just say before you go, Dr. Johnson, you always have our prayers that you remain strong and vigilant because you're doing a great job for all of us, and we bless God for you.
Thanks,
well, thank
Reverend.
You, Pastor. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Listen to the issue. The people in the community, that was Dr. I'm going to call him Reverend. Dr. Alex Johnson, our leader in Tri-C and our leader in our community. Thank you for being on the air. We're going to be
thank
back
you.
Right here with Norm Edwards and Reverend Kavanaugh. And thank God for Tri-C. Issue 3, everybody, vote for yes for Issue 3. We're voting yes. Vote as many times as you can. Tell somebody. Vote yes. Vote. You can vote right now. You can go down to the Board of Election and vote. But the election day is November 5th. Issue 3, say yes. Thanks, Leo.
Car. You want to ride fly? 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Forget them other dealers. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Hey. North Coast Auto Mall. They gonna have you riding around. Something new. 99 cents down.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Mm. Hard to believe it though. But trust me, people, they have tons of vehicles. North Coast Auto Mall. 3 locations. And they work with any credit situation.
Any credit situation.
So don't worry about your credit.
About your credit.
At North Coast Auto Mall, you can get it. You need a new whip. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. You wanna ride fly? 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Forget them other dealers. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. North Coast Auto Mall. 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Visit North Coast Auto Mall and get a new car for as little as 99 cents down at any of our 3 locations. Broadway and Rockside on the Bedford Auto Mile. Britton Road across from Chapel Hill Mall in Akron. And Pearl and Brook Park in Parma.
99 cents down. For example, amount of finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.91 upon approved credit.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
This is Reverend Sharpton, and on the last Keeping It Real with Reverend Al Sharpton.
He also violated the norms of the presidency by not informing what is called the Gang of Eight, the leaders of the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, that an operation was going on. So that if it went awry, that he had informed the Congress and the Senate, and they knew what was happening. Suppose an American soldier had been harmed or even killed of the raid. He also couldn't help himself to compare this raid with the raid that former President Barack Obama had made that successfully killed bin Laden, and started comparing. This was more significant. I mean, just like a child. My catch was bigger than your catch.
So keep it real daily with me, Al Sharpton.
Can't remember the last time you replaced your headlight bulbs? Well, now is the time. Visit sylvania-automotive.com to find your perfect pair and get ready for the darkest nights of the year.
News Talk Cleveland, 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, and streaming live at newstalkcleveland.com.
Conversation, and I thank God. I'm talking to our Facebook family there. folks in Cleveland. Thank God. This is the issues of people in the community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, Pastor Shrouds Baptist Church, located 113 18 Miles Avenue. We're there every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock waiting for you to show up. All right, if you don't have a church home, you don't have any place to go, that's the best place to be on Sunday at 9 a.m. That's not Sunday school. That's our worship service. I also serve as the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which sponsors this radio broadcast. And I'm very privileged to have my leader, my mentor, my father here in the city of Cleveland, period, Reverend Dr. E.T. Kavanagh, and my dear brother, Brother Norm Edwards, who has blazed the trail that we can exist these days. And we've just been having great conversation off the air on Facebook. If somebody can watch this, this is some things that we should just archive. But I really, Reverend, before we get started, we got a caller. I just wanted to say, I think that was prophetic what Mr. Perkins said about our broadcast. And I want folks to know we are, Reverend Kavanagh is the person that's been leading me and guiding me through this broadcast and making sure that we are professional and taking things to the next level. And it was just great to hear Mr. Perkins. Thank you for that high compliment. And I tell you, that was worth the day, Norm. Just yeah.
Coming
you know,
from
it really
Fred
was,
Perkins,
Fred Perkins yeah. that was
Who
worth
is
the day.
Guy. You say he's
really
a living
was.
Legend, no
yeah.
question about it,
yeah,
and
so,
right here
yeah,
with us.
I really do. I appreciate that. Leo, we got one call, and then we're going to talk about our action today. Caller, you're on the air.
All right, Brother Charles
oh,
B.B.M. Sr. Good
B.
evening.
Hey, Brother Charlie, how are you?
Oh, man, you have some coalition here, Reverend Phillips.
Yes,
Pastor
I do.
Phillips.
Yes.
Reverend Kavanagh, glad to hear your voice on the radio again.
Thank you, my brother.
And Norm Edwards, you're doing a great job as usual.
Thank you.
And so glad to hear the president of Tri-C on the radio.
Yes, sir.
And I'm joining this coalition supporting the levy. And
yes.
My good friend, Fred Perkins, we go all the way back to when Perkins was part of the team at Tri-C.
Yes,
you
sir.
Remember that, Reverend Kavanagh?
Absolutely.
So that shows you what can happen coming from Tri-C. He was a leader way back then with us.
Right.
And Fred, give me a call as soon as you can. The numbers are all the same. We need to talk.
Right.
And we can get this word out in full support of Issue 3 Tri-C. We must have it. And the little dollar and some change, it's going to be a month. It's well worth it, like Reverend Kavanagh said earlier tonight, and I'll be doing everything to get everybody on my team
yeah,
to know we got to support this.
You're
going to
let the Black Round Table know, right, Brother Charlie?
Yes, sir. The Carnegie Round Table will be out
Carnegie.
There from
All
now right.
right
on through. Some will be
right.
voting early. Some will be voting on Election Day, but we'll all be voting yes for the levy.
Thank you. That's our. That's
all right,
another
thank
legend.
You. And
man,
while
thank
I
you.
Have the air, congratulations on them 58 years.
Thank
Reverend
you,
Kavanagh.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, my brother. Thank
yes,
you.
All
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend Phillips.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The best vote I ever voted when I voted him for Great Abyssinia.
That's very
Take
good.
Care.
Well said.
Look to hear from your friend. Take care of yourself.
Right.
If you have a problem, get the number. Just get it from Reverend.
Yeah, you can get
thank
it from
you.
Me. I'll send it to
All
him.
All right. Thank you.
And Brother Bibb, thank you for listening. I want you to continue to
yes.
stay tuned, okay? I got
to
tell you
And I'm with Fred
this.
With you, too. Your show is just shooting straight up to the top. Number one, one. Triple
oh,
eight.
Thank you, sir.
All
Appreciate
right.
that. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. I want folks to know there's a group called Destination Cleveland, and they are an amalgamation of folks from the elite community, I guess you would say, generally speaking. Most of their board members are Caucasian. And they are having a summit on tomorrow, the week of, that we're having Citywide Revival, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during the day. I had no knowledge about this group at all, and nor because I just wouldn't know about stuff like that. It's too high cotton for me. But Norm keeps his pulse. Mr. Norm Edwards keeps his pulse on our community and know what's happening and how things are going to impact us on a daily basis. So Reverend Kavanagh, Norm called us and said, hey, you know, these folks are ignoring us. They're having this summit. They haven't called me. Have they called you? I said, well, nobody's called me. Let me check with some of the other clergy leadership. They called them. I did that, got back to Norm. These folks haven't contacted us. And Norm said, we're prepared to go protest. Will you join us, Cleveland Clergy Coalition? And he already knew when he asked that we said yes. And Reverend Kavanagh told him anytime he needs to use Southern Christian Leadership Conference, that's SCLC, which is we're ready to celebrate another year. What year is it, Reverend, for SCLC celebration? Is it 20-something? It's 20-something.
Like that. yeah,
that's coming up in January. We're going to talk about that. So we always support Mr. Edwards, and he said, because you can just trust Norm. No, I can. If Norm says come, I don't need to know the details. I just show up. And so that's what he said. We're going to go protest 7 a.m. in the morning. And we were, that's how committed we were to doing that. We're going to do that tomorrow morning. We're on our way to protesting. And over the weekend, Reverend, Norm had been talking to our leaders, our community leaders, our elected officials that we love dearly, Mr. Budish and Mr. Kelly, the president of the city council, and Armin Budish, our executive director of the county. And they talked and worked things out and said, you know, the folks want to work with us. Norm called me and said, listen, we're going to call off the protest if it's okay with you, and let's work with these folks. Let's have a press conference and go down here and let's be a part of the process and be a part of the planning. They don't want to leave us out. So we said, okay, that's what we're going to do. So today we had a press conference, and Norm, I'll just set it up. You take it from there.
Thank you. We should be inclusive of everything that goes on in the city.
Yes.
This should not be hidden agendas by people who want to take over the city and have no black voices and no leadership heard. They cannot choose and pick our leaders.
Sorry.
You know, people that we don't deal with, people that don't live in the city, people that don't care about the people that live in the city, and just bypass us like we're nothing. We cannot stand for it. We won't stand for it. Times have to change. The next generation, my kids, your kids, the Reverend's kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, they don't have a shot if
right.
we don't lead them. It's our turn to lead.
That's right.
I'm not trying to be a millionaire. You're not. We're sacrificing for our future.
That's right.
And our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, they are our future.
That's right.
They don't care about us. They don't care about our kids.
Right.
They don't care about our grandkids. They don't care if we eat or we don't eat.
That's right.
They don't care if we have jobs and don't have jobs, because you know what? At 5 o'clock when their offices close, they head out to the suburbs, and they don't care about the city of Cleveland.
That's right.
They don't care what happens. Just make their money here and then disappear after 5 o'clock.
Right.
But they want to put in who they want to be our black leadership. You know, and
right.
that we don't relate to who they pick. I don't know those people.
Right.
You don't know those people.
Right.
I mean, how can you have something in the city of Cleveland? You have a summit for diversity and inclusion. You don't invite your organization with Reverend Cavanis and the Greater Cleveland, Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and our organization,
Black Contractors Group,
American Center for Economic Equality. You had Armin Budish, county executive, who is a personal friend of mine.
Yes.
He was not contacted.
He wasn't contacted.
You had the mayor. He was not contacted. Okay. You
right.
had the council president, Kevin Kelly. He was not. You know, one of the greatest things that happened was I had phone calls from people. They said, Norm, we've known about this for some time. We automatically thought you knew. They said, we're not crossing.
That's right.
We're not crossing your signs. And I'm going to tell you this. Council President Kevin Kelly was one of the first ones. He says, Norm, at your fundraiser.
Yes, sir.
He says, I'm not crossing. I'm standing out there with you guys and your signs. You're right.
That's
he
right.
says, we've been fighting together. Along with the county, you know, executive.
Right.
And we've been fighting and we've been winning some battles here
right.
with inclusion, you know, with the Dan Gilbert
right.
Situation and some other things. God bless his soul. We have to champion for our future, for us, sit down and have these conversations.
Right.
And we have to be there. If we're not there, it means nothing. It
means nothing.
For you to put a lawyer there with a suit and tie and say, oh, he's working for PNC Bank, so he's on the board, so he's supposed to represent us because he went to Harvard or Yale. Absolutely not.
Right.
I went to Ohio State.
Right.
Well, and I can relate, and I'm from the project.
That's right.
And I'm from Lee Harvard. I was living in Lee Harvard.
Right.
So I still
that's
relate
an African-American
to the people.
Community.
2641 Short Scoville. still have my same skeleton door key from next to the bathhouse down there. That's still, and I still go down there. I recruit down there.
Right.
And I tell the brothers, hey, if you're smoking weed, stop doing what you're doing, clean yourself up, and I'll give you a job.
Right.
You know, I've taken hundreds of guys from King Kennedy. I walk right in, and guess what? I leave my car unlocked.
Right. Well, you have street credit.
They know me.
And Norm, I just want to try to get Reverend in Reverend Kavanaugh can bring a lot of history and context to this. Reverend, I know we're on a short lease, but just kind of let our audience know why it is so important for the people to be a part of the process of change. Well, that's a question I'm going to ask Reverend Kavanaugh as soon as we get back. And that'd even be better, Norm, so he can flesh that out, because this has been going on a long time. We just haven't had a voice like yours to really champion it and us to get behind. And Norm, I commend you for doing that. Reverend Kavanaugh is absolutely right. You have been fighting this fight, won this war battle for over 20 years. And I am privileged and proud to be on the battlefield with you, Brother Norm Edwards. And you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you for your leadership. We're waging war. When I told y'all we were waging war, we were serious. We are going to war. We're going to battle every day, fighting for the least, the lost, and the left outs. I'm going to come right to Reverend Kavanaugh with that question, because you can really bring that thing into context, Reverend. Hear from us after on the other side of this break.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Today, as a nation, we find ourselves caught having to deal with the repercussions of a country that may have caused its own internal divisions.
The Founding Fathers believed that we receive and enjoy our rights as individual children of God and not as members of one race or another, and that forms the basis of the American dream of freedom and justice. We must, as a nation, come together to solve our divisive issues of race as well as other social injustices.
Tune in Red, White, Black, Blue with Laverne and Jack every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM radio. A house divided cannot stand.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by eBay. If you're in Summit this evening on Arlington Road, you're going to find an accident at Veterans Memorial Highway that's causing some delays. And if you're going southbound 77, you'll find some slow traffic delays between East 14th Street and East 55th Street. If you're traveling East Shoreway inbound, expect to find some stop-and-go traffic between Aviation High School and Dead Man's Curve. And for those in Akron, there's a water main break that has the traffic reduced to a single lane going southbound South High Street between East Market Street and East Mill Street. If you want to surprise someone with a bike, eBay has lots of bikes. Mountain bikes, dirt bikes, workout bikes, and eBay always has an unmatched selection at a price you'll love. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WERE AM, the People Station.
All right, we're back. The issues of people of the community. This is our last 15 minutes. I'll just let you know, Facebook family, I'm sorry, to our broadcast family, I'm talking to both families today. We will be back on our schedule of 30 minutes extra starting next week, starting November. We're going back to our hour and a half. So we got 30 minutes of uninterrupted the issues of people in the community. That's, we call that the hot sauce. We're going to go straight to you, Reverend Cavaniss. Can you bring the historical contents and reference of why it's so important that the people are always at the table when these kind of things are happening?
Let me really approach that, Reverend Phillips, from this perspective. I think it was Harriet Tubman who saved more than 100 slaves during slavery time. And she said that I could have saved a whole lot more if they had realized they were slaves. That's the significant
That's
point,
right.
Mom.
That's right.
So many of these folk don't realize That's that right. they are African Americans.
Absolutely.
Wherever they are going, they don't understand that wherever you go, you're still linked to your heritage. And many of these people, they get two nickels to rub together, as you said. They get them a new suit and a car and like that, and they're making six figures, and they move out, and they lose their identity with regard to these new communities. So we lose not only their personhood, we lose their, and so that's left to the least and the left out and the left behind. Thank God for you. You are committed to those folks who are left behind, those folks who are left from the table. And I think all of us have to be sensitive. Not only are we concerned about those who have made little advancement, because wherever they go, they still are like us. But we have to be concerned about the folks who are left behind. The only way that you're going to ever lead anybody is to have somebody following you.
That's right.
Norm Edwards is significant because folks see his dreams, see his essence, and they follow him.
Right.
And as a consequence, we are going somewhere. But those folks who have forgotten their identity, forgotten from whence they have come, and have been bought out or sold out, and they are moving to suburbia, we're losing them, and other folks are coming back in to take our territory. Every week, somebody's trying to buy the houses that we own at the church,
right,
trying to come back to Cleveland. They are fried at those two or three hours from the suburbs, that 4 to 6 drive.
That's
they
right.
want to get back where they're 10 minutes from what's happening downtown. It's so important for us to stay where we are. And Booker D. Washington said, let your bucket down where you are and understand this is prime land. This is prime
That's
territory,
right.
man. All that happening, those folks who go from 4 to 6, they go back to, they would love to be where we are. So it's so important for us to educate our kids, to make sure that Cal Community College gets this three so that we can have some indigenous kind of opportunistic activities going on. And the reason why we know that Norm is out there fighting for us is because he hadn't left us. He
that's
stayed
right.
with us. And
that's
he
right.
had put his resources down and put that bucket down. And that's the reason why we are surviving.
That's right. And Reverend, I think the term is called regentrification. And what's really happening and what's been happening is people making plans for the future. And they don't include us in the plans for prosperity, but they do include us on the plans for prison. So they will calculate how many prisons they need to be built based on the graduation rate from the fourth grade. We know about that, Reverend. It's one of the first projects that we worked on. So while they're planning for us to go to prison, they're planning for others to prosper. But we're saying we are here and we want to be a plan of the part of the prosperity plan, and we are no longer going to just sit idly and silently by. When we see a wrong, we're going to stand up and say, hey, that's wrong, and you need to make that right. Now, I think that it was important, and we should let everyone know, Norm, today we had a peace conference, and because we are clergy, because I am a Christian, I do believe in the Bible, I do believe in Jesus, and the Bible says we ought to forgive. They apologized, they repented, and so my duty now is to forgive. And I forgave, and we have forgiven, and they said that publicly, and so now we want to begin to try to be a bridge. The job of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, Norm, is to be that bridge between the two Clevelands, to be that bridge between between African Americans and Caucasians, be that bridge between the white, the poor and the rich. We want to be that bridge, so we are always going to be on the side of reconciliation. But we do know how to fight. And I think, you know, if you don't show that you're strong, you can't talk about peace until you show that you're strong. And so that's why we show that we're strong. We will come down there in numbers. That's why we came down there in numbers strong and filled that place up with the people that we serve, Norm. And that's what's important. So we're not trying to just pick fights, Reverend. We're not just trying to go out there and just be fighting for fighting's sake. We're fighting because we want to make a difference and we want to transform things.
It is so important for you to remain vigilant. Because the beast does not change.
That's right.
There's not going to be any progress without struggle. So we're going to have to, and Frederick Douglass said, we can never get it done without struggling. So
that's
it's
right.
About protest. It's about production. But more than anything else is staying vigilant. Now that we've talked about it, we got to be at the table
that's
in the morning.
Right. That's right.
I don't plan to be there, but I know you and Norm will be there.
I'm going to be there.
Norm is going to take the morning shift. I'm going to take the afternoon shift.
There.
But I think that's important, Norm. A lot of people used to say, Leo, make sure I know when it's 3 minutes. Thank you, because I want to make sure we do that. People would say, Norm, that what Reverend does, the civil rights movement, is no longer relevant. Why y'all doing that marching and all that? You know, we every year we're doing the SCLC Gala Banquet because we got to stand up for civil rights and let folks know how important that is. So the weekend of Martin Luther King birthday, we'll be celebrating SCLC and Martin Luther King birthday. Reverend Otis Moss is going to be our guest speaker, and we're going to have our partners there and let people know that SCLC and the civil rights movement is very relevant because the struggle continues.
Absolutely.
And that's what's very important, to know this struggle. That's why we continue to march. That's why we continue to fight. That's why we continue to stand up. That's why we continue to need our civil rights organizations, and SCLC is vital to the work that we're doing. And that's, you know, we really, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition comes under the umbrella of SCLC. Our mentor, our leader of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition is Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavaniss, and I thank God for him, and he continues to be the example that we need to be. He's always been about it, and he's letting us know how to be about it. And it's so true, Reverend. We are very relevant. That's what we got. If we ain't marching in the streets, we are never going to get in the boardroom.
Never.
That's just the way that goes. We got to go in kicking the doors. Now, you know my story about first year. We went there knocking, you know, protesting. Mm-hmm. That's how we developed that. You've got to be able to show that you represent folks and folks are with you and that we're not going to take it anymore. And that's why it's so very important. And I was glad to see that these folks came together and said, listen, we need to be listening to these people. And that was very good. And thank you, Norm, for making sure that happened. Norm, you got 1 minute. We got to wrap up because we're going to close with Reverend Cavaniss. Go ahead, just your final remarks.
Thank you, Dr. Cavaniss, and I thank you, Reverend Phillips, for your support and for, you know, the bond that we've brokered between us. And, you know, Dr. Cavaniss telling me, hey, I'm with you. We're at the fundraiser. He says, hey,
I'm with you.
SCLC, I'm with you.
That's right.
Our organization is with you.
That's right.
He says, we're behind you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. You know, it's
great, Reverend. Norm, we got to go. I got to let Reverend get out. Get us out of here.
You had 30 more minutes.
I thought, no, not today.
All right.
Get us out of here, Reverend. Go ahead.
All right, wherever you are, let me know. Norm Edwards, Reverend Phillips, never stop learning. Never stop growing. Never stop seeking the brightest star. Never stop trying. Never stop reaching. Never stop doing what you can do. Never stop growing your whole life through always. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade.
Lemonade.
When life gives you dirt, make mud pie.
Mud pie.
When the opposition knocks you down, the ground is no place for a champion. Get up off that ground and start all over again. When twigs become boulders and fleas become pigs, time to clean out the crumbs from your eyes. Ignorance and apathy are baggage for a fool. This is no time to be a fool. Nobody cares how much power you have until they understand how you care. So it's about caring and about being informed. Get out there and get it done.
Whoa! Right. I wanted to get that. Wasn't that great, Facebook family? That's Issues of People of the Community. We'll be back next week. We'll have a whole hour and a half next week. God bless you, Cleveland. And we'll look forward to Citywide Revival, 1881 East 71st Street, every night at 6 o'clock. We'll be there. Join us there. Thank you. God bless you. We love you, Cleveland.
In your name, your rule and reign, never being defeated. preceding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. News Talk 1490 WERE, Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3, Cleveland.